Remember Jonah, swallowed by a whale, fleeing an assignment given to him by God? Certainly, Jonah wouldn't make that mistake a second time. Lo and behold, the second assignment sends him off to evangelize those nasty and godless Assyrians. Because Israel is God's chosen people, a good many of them have cultivated an intolerant nationalism which limits God's mercy to only their nation. It is impossible in their thinking that nations as wicked as Assyria, in which the city of Nineveh lie, should escape God's wrath. But their king self-imposes ashes and humbly calls on his people to repent, just in the hopes that God will extend mercy. To everyone's surprise, the people of Nineveh are turned from their former ways. Jonah, however, struggles to accept this wicked people's transformation and wants God to strike them down. Instead, they are shown mercy, and nothing seems to be going poor Jonah's way. It's a parable of mercy, friends, showing that God's disciplines are but an expression of the merciful will which moves, and ought to move us today, to repent and seek forgiveness and reconciliation throughout this holy season of Lent. Jesus references himself in terms of the sign of Jonah. The sign of Jonah in this context represents the preaching to the need for repentance by a prophet who comes from afar. Jesus is much greater than any preaching of Jonah. Matthew writes a similar account in chapter 12, verses 38 to 42, and he points out how Jonah endured 3 days and three nights in the belly of a whale. Friends, this message communicated by Jesus is really a prefigurement of his death and resurrection. Signs and sacraments point and guide us into something deeper and more profound. Jesus is at the center, and at that center, and is, of course, the very sacrament of God the Father. While the church is the sign and sacrament of Jesus, befalls us, baptized Christians, to become most convincingly the sacrament of Jesus. We do this only by embracing ongoing transformation and repentance, a turning away from and discarding of anything in our lives not representative of our Lord. From such a new vantage point, we are gently oriented in ways to show the entire world God's tender mercy.